We are in the Dalid Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Gemara here. We said that there was a time that he was a good man, there was a time that the Yavish was a bad man, and when did he become a bad man? When he started giving tzedakah for a personal agenda. That was one answer. Another answer, about 10 lines from the top. But he said another reason, another proof that he became a Rosh later on. Minolan, the Achmed Hadin became a Rosh. It says in the Pasuk, he built Nidvachin the Evan. I want you to build marbles to Gilal. I want you to build marble stones, plus 3 rows of marble stones. The Nidvach, the and I want you to build a wall made out of wood. Chad, only one. The Nafkatan expenses should come in base Malko. Tis Yoiv should come out of the king's treasury. Now let's think for a second. Lomu the Avadachi, why did he need a wooden wall there as well? So you know why he wanted a wooden wall? To control the Eden. Imur to be Yehudai, if the Eden will rebel against me, Ikal Yebenoida, I will settle a light.
So this is the Mikdash.
This is the Mikdash he's building. So you see that B'shas Mais, he didn't trust the Eden. So he was a Rasha. He was a Rasha. Taser already asked, this message came out right in the beginning. So he was a Rasha from the beginning. What did he tell me? He was a Tzaddik and then a Rasha. So Taser says, in the beginning, he didn't realize what his purpose was. They thought that he meant well. It's only later when he started saying that I want to do it for myself and everything else, they look back and say, now we understand what you were doing in the beginning. You wanted all along that you were a Rasha from the beginning. But they didn't realize that till much later. Says the Gemara, that's the Horaya, a wooden wall. Otto Shlem, Lavad Hachi, Shlem, did the same thing. Maxim, says, Shlesha, Turi, Gazis, I want you to build 3 walls made out of stone. Vetur, and I also want you to build 1 stone, Kajas, 18 made out of wood, out of cedar. So Gemara says 3 differences. Shlaim Ovid Mil, his wood was always on top, he can never reach there, so he never set it alight. You Ovid Mil Mata, his wood is on the bottom, so he can reach it. Number one. Number two, Shlaim Mishaki Bibinyana, he set the wood inside the stone, so therefore it doesn't really catch a fire. Eu Loishaki Binyana, he didn't set it into the wall, into the base of Midish. Third, Shlaim Sadya Basidi, he put plaster on it, if it was protected, Eu Loishaki Basidi, he wanted to be exposed to control the Eden.
Cedar wood,
if he's going to then cover it with plaster, to make stone. It thicker, I guess. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe does it as insulation or something? Does it act as some other purpose?
You can't see the wood, do you?
I don't know. Vitem Rabbi Yitzchok, Minol Lach, Rabbi Yitzchok, Minol Lach, became a Rosh and Mahocha. From the passage we've already brought before, we said that the Yavish answered. I mean, the stones. The stone can hold the roof up.
And the beam of cedar wood is pretty strong.
No, I'm talking about the wood. No, the vertical walls are made out of wood.
Set into the stone.
The vertical wall.
Layers of stone, and then there's a layer of wood beams.
Yeah, we're not talking about the roof. We're talking about here the actual wall itself. But we're saying it was the top part of the wall, not the bottom part. How do you know what it says? It's a Kabbalah. But in following Pasuk, the king answered me. He asked permission to go to Shalayim. The king said to him, "The Hashegal Yeshev is Etzla," and the Shegal was sitting next to him. My Shegal. What do you mean? The Shegal was sitting next to him. Amar Abar Lima, Mashmei Derav Kalbasa. His dog. He had a relationship, an intimate relationship with his dog. Shegal is usually a concubine. His dog was his concubine. So he tells what kind of rush it is. Shegal is more than Tayyip Kavgar. Shegal is actually the word for Tashmish. If I remember correctly, they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says that why is it called Lashon Kodesh? Because there's not one grotesque word in it. And he gives a few examples. Words that sort of supposedly is grotesque means actually it's just euphemism. It doesn't mean this at all. So one of the Achreinim asked from Shegal. Shegal means it's exactly that word. Sorry?
That's why the key is Ishkevena.
Yeah. Anyway, his dog. You tell me Shegal means a dog. It says in the Pasuk that the Navi was saying, you raise, elevate yourself above the Eibishter. He's telling Nebuchadnezzar. Elumanai the base and the Kalim the base of Migdish Haisiv. Kadamar, he brought it before you. The aunt, you, the Rabbi of Anach, and your officer, Shaglosach, and whoever you shaggle it, that's what we're talking about right now. And Wulchanosach, I guess the other women or whatever. Chamra. What is a Shivcha? Bill of Zopin. A Shivcha, okay. And chamra shasim, they were drinking wine in these kelim of the base of Migdash. Now, if it's a dog, the shegal kalbus a dog, kalbus a bas mishtai chamra says when the dogs drink wine, so it's a big deal. Holy kasha the malfula, he trained her vishasya and gave her to drink wine. If he treated her like a wife, why can't he give her wine to drink as well? El miat v'gemar d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, you tell me the word shegal everywhere means a dog. It says in the pasuk, b'nois melachim, these princes, Bikrosecha, there's different machlekes in Mepharshim. Bikrosecha means mavakid, they investigated, or Bikrosecha means they gave covered. They actually gave covered. Then it says in the Pasuk, Nitzva Shagili Mincha, Shegal Li Mincha, that the Shegal was standing here right side, Bekesim Eifir, with these wonderful stones from Eifir. Now, who's the Shegal? The Navi is saying that this is a praise that the dog will stand next. What does it mean? The Shegal Kav is a dog. Might come about some Navi, so what's this wonderful news that the Navi is telling Eden? This Pshat in Gemara, I just can't find Pshat, I understand. Bishchar shechaviva totally Yisrael, kishegal, levichadim, a dog, just like the goyim love the dog, the female dogs, and the Eden love the Torah. Zechisim, the female zechel, the kesem, very hard to understand. This is such a grubba mashal, yeah. Shoy Melech gives a whole thing about a boy and a girl, you know, about almond and so on. A guy and a dog, I mean. And the Torah was so careful in speaking Lashon Naki. Very hard to understand.
They say that there's no love like David and Yonason. So why?
But a man and a woman, you don't use in Moshe, David and Yonason. That's as far as you can get between two men.
Mateship.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of dog over here? Very difficult to understand. That is la'olam shega malchi. No, shega takim is a queen, and that's what it means. Eden was standing like a queen alongside the king. But the Rabba Barlima Gemara Gomel, he learned from his Rebbe's that over here shega means a dog. So that's trying to bring a mile in the Eden. This is only bringing a mile in the Eden because they like the dogs. It's a little hard to understand.
But it's an interesting contrast
because the Lashon
is Kish Shegel.
Exactly. Yeah, but he clearly says it. Here, Yim is right. The wording is that they are the same. But now you tell me he's saying you're not the same. Okay, I guess it's drush. Am I called a shegal? If shegal means the queen, and here it's only tradition that we know it's a dog. So why you refer to the shegal? Shahoyse chaviva loved kishegal. He loved the dog like everyone else likes their eyes the queens. Inami shahoyshiva mokm shegal. She sat on this dog, sat on the throne, just like his queen. So then, you know, what became me? Became a rasha. And this happened many years later. Another day that he became a Rosh of the Yavid, the Achmit Mahacha, from the following Pasuk, he gave them a limit. First he was so generous. Yeah, whatever you need, I'll give you. Top of the page. And now he's suddenly giving a limit. Ad Keser Kikir in Meyo. You know how much money I'm going to give you? 100. 100 Kikir. Ad Chintin, how much wheel am I giving you? Koidin Mo. I'm going to give you 100 Koidin. Ad Chamir, how much wine am I going to give you? Batin Mo. 100 barrels. And oil, I'll give you 100. Malach dilaksav, and salt with no limit. So mikada like kitzusa, v'hashem kitzusa. First with no limit, now the limits. Says so, that's an ayah. But then mikada l'abekin mikitzusa. He didn't know how much he needed. He said, guys, whatever you need. Then they came back with a report, and this is the report. So he said that this is how much I'm going to give you. Al machvar tikidushiani mikada. Let's go back to the original answers. We gave three answers. Now how do we know that the yavish became a rosh? Okay, this ends on the garden for the moment. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Mishnah just said, all of a sudden, Rashi. The Mishnah of the Golem, that Yom Tevim, that Nisan Rosh Hashanah for the Golem. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean the Golem? The Golem be'echad be'nisanus. Says, when is the Golem the first day of Nisan? The Golem is the 15th day of Nisan. Mechamisha Azab be'nisanus, the 15th day of Nisan. Amrav Chizde, Regel Sheboy. Rosh Hashanah the Golem, that this month that has a Yom Tev in it, that Yom Tev is the Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tevim. What does that mean? So it's not the first day of Nisan. It's the Yom Tiv that falls out of Nisan, which is Pesach. Now, what's Negei? What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? In what way? Nafkamina l'noided, if someone makes a neder to bring a carbon, l'mekam ole b'al t'achir. You can be over the Isra b'al t'achir. When? So we have a number of days, we'll soon see. But Rav Shimon, in our Mishnah, follow the opinion of Rav Shimon that three Yom Tivim that you have to go by before you're over, and the first Yom Tiv has to always be Pesach. So if you must have made a neder between Pesach and Shavuos, you have five Yom Tivim to carry, to bring it up. The time we learned, Echad ha-noider, whether you make a neder, the Echad ha-magdish, whether you make a hegdish, the Echad ha-marich, whether you say Edech halai, whatever my value in the Torah fixes rate of values in this week's parsha. Kivan sha'avru olav gimel regalim, once three Yom Tovim go by, oivu b'baltachi, oivu b'baltachi, oivu b'baltachi. Now, what's the gay oivu b'baltachi, since anyway you don't get malchus on it, and as soon as everyone agrees, as soon as the first yantar goes by, you didn't bring it, you're oivu and asay ready for bringing kabbonis. So what's the gay b'baltachis? So they say here, the Mishnah Melech says, that if you over lav she'ein be ma'isa, but in order to and you start out by doing a ma'isa, then you get malchus. So over here, so they want to say over here that if you how is it a ma'isa? The ma'isa is you. What's the ma'isa over here? The ma'isa is you made an edemeder. What's the ma'isa here? They all use Mishnah Berurah to explain. So what's the ma'isa? You didn't bring the Shabbat Taisa here. That's why it's a lav she'ein be ma'isa. But I guess they made the neder by making a neder. You did a ma'isa. In order to this aveda to be an aveda, you had to do something. Otherwise, it's not aveda. So therefore, the ma'isa is that you made the neder. It's like a nazir. If a nazir walks to the base of kvaris, he'll get to, and doesn't walk out. He delays his nazirus. He's over about achim, and you get malchus. What can malchus? Because he made himself a nazir, or he walked into the base of kvaris. So he did something, so that he delayed it. So maybe the fact he made a neder. Rab Shimon Oymer Gimur Golim Sidim. Sorry? I know, but Kimas was a mice. This is how. Rab Shimon says, Gimur Golim Sidim, Chagamatz Chile, Rashi. Rashi, Nafkemina, Saregli, but Rajon Gram, Lego, Jubichai, Janich, and Bechmanis, and the Yamta that falls in this month, who Raja Shan Little Golim, which is Shan for the Yamtaim. Nafkemina, Raja Shan, Lin Nedder, who moves about Tachi, Yoiva Batachi, but Tolakos, the Kurdish, Lashon, three Yamtaim, the Ashmin, and Massi, Shane, over Aja, Pesarish, and Lashon, you know, over the three Yamtaim until the pace of the first one, Shim, over all those. Like you see, then ain't no over if you pass three Yamtaim, but not in order, you're not over. Echad anoider ha'oimed the mei. What's noider? Noider is the mei alai. You say my value, and then we look at it as a slave market what you'd be worth. Shoshama does give like a slave. Echad a magdish double the better kabayis. Rashi holds that magdish is better kabayis. Tezer holds that magdish can be. Sorry. We'll see in a second. The fixed values in Torah share. Because the Torah vision is depending how many years you are. Says the Gemara. V'chein hoyer abshimenu said back to the Gemara. The golim pamim gimel. Rabbi Shimon Gachai says sometimes it takes three time before you over tachir. Sometimes pamim dal, pamim chiyusha. Kate said, because Pesach has to be the first. So depending when you made the neder, you wait the three time and Pesach shavuos sukkos. Not a lifnei Pesach. If you made a neder for Pesach gimel, then you three time lifnei atzer for shavuos chamisha five. The chay for sukkos above four. The Rashi pamim shloisha pamim shabavat tachir shloisha golim pamim chamisha bini kesidim. Tell him we learned. Chayove had domin. Somebody's chayiv the value when he said my value based on mikdash. Veha erchin when you say a fixed value. Ha charamin. Rashi learns charamin. Zog Rashi cherme gevoya. Charamin belong to the bedik habayis. Tosis learns charamin means even to koinim. Tosis learns here that if you say he gives daka, we'll soon see it's daka. But you're over about the achid. It's only you, the person who promised, that gives daka to a gabai. But the gabai is not over about the achim. He doesn't spend the money for a long time. He doesn't have to spend the money within 3 yom tevim. The person who promised to give the money is over about the achim. He doesn't give it within 3 yom tevim. And according to Shimon, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Then the Beraisi continues. Ha hegdeshes, hegdeshes. Chatois, Hashem, you promised to bring a carbon. You got to bring it within 3 yom tevim. Oilos v'shlamim. Tzedakas. Tzedakas umas as a maisa. Here he said, Tzedakah, you're over Bal Ta'achat, the three Tavim. In other places, you make a net to give Tzedakah, you're over right away if you don't do it. So, Taisis and Mechadish, there's a difference of the poor people there. Machlek is the Rajba and Taisis. The Rajba says, talk about Tzedakah, there's no real. Tzedakah here does not mean normal Tzedakah, but Tzedakah, there's no, what do I say? Or no Bal Ta'achat. But Taisis learns, it depends on the poor people standing there or not. If there are poor people there, then you're over, and I say straight away if you're not giving Tzedakah. If there are no poor people around, you just make a promise, a pledge. And the non-party stand in front of you, then you have Bal Ta'achet, 3 Yom Tevim.
Aren't there set times for Maisa?
We'll get to the second. Yeah. It's the year.
That's what I'm saying. So there are time restrictions in it.
So Teza says, you're over Bal Ta'achet. There's two times you're over Bal Ta'achet. By Tzedakah, if there's a poor person standing asking for money, you promise. If you don't give it straight away, you're over Bal Ta'achet. If there's no poor person there, just a guy by Tzedakah in Indian, then you have Bal Ta'achet for Yom Tevim. Then when it comes to Maisis, look at Rashi. What's Maisis? Maisa Behema. Rashi holds his Maisa Behema. Why is Rashi holds Maisa Behema? Why not Taisa holds his Maisa Rishon Sheni and so on? Rashi holds his, Rashi has a problem. We know that you're supposed to be learning in Kisavo that you have till the fourth year and by Shemitah year before Pesach, that's when you bring all your Maisas and you do a video and all that. According to this, Bal Ta'achet is the same year. You have 3 Yom Tovim, but the following year, if you don't do it, you're over. And there it seems the fourth year, the Chatchila. So there, Rashi's bothered that question, so he learned. We're talking about Maiser Behemi. We're not talking about Maiser of Maiser Rishon or Maiser Oni. No, not Maiser Behemi at all. And Maiser Behemi is different cheshbon. They're Bal Ta'achet, the normal Bal Ta'achet, whatever the laws of Bal Ta'achet. That's what Rashi learns. Tesis learns the different. Tesis learns that there the psukim is talking about if you weren't mafresh it yet, you still leave it in the state of tevel. If you still left it in the state of tevel, then you have to finish it by the fourth year and by the seventh year. But if you already turned it into maaseh, then you're over about the acher after three and tevel. Then there are other answers as well, but that's what Tesis says. Or Tesis says you're over too long. Anyway, weiter. Weiter gemara b'choy, when it comes to b'choy, u'maaseh, u'pesach. The Gemara already asked, Pesach, l'cheda, if you don't bring it out of the Pesach, it's over. What do you mean Pesach, you have three Yom to do what? And Lekachicha Peya, when it comes to Lekachicha Peya, also you're over Baal Ta'ach. What do you mean you're over Baal Ta'ach, you got to do it straight away? It means that you went, you gave your Peya, so but then you don't want to took it, which you're not allowed to. And if you took it, you got to put it back. And if you, so on the one hand, you were Makai in the Mitzvah Peya because you left Peya on your field, so you were Makai in the Mitzvah, but then you took it illegally. So now you have Baal Ta'ach if you don't three Yom to put it back. Or in a case, as Tesis, where it's beheted, if we have no anim around. Kivu is only showing up, according to the Kama, I don't care which order the three Tevim are, you're over Tachir. The Pshimon Eimen, no, Dafkish, Loisha, the Golda, Kitzin has to be in a specific order. Why? Because after it talks about Sukkahs, and then it says, the three times the Yishu of the Ebishtah, and again it spells out, the Chagah Matzahs, and it says, Chagah Shvu, Chagah Sukkahs, why I repeat it again? But to tell you that you're over Tachir, and Matzahs is first. No, the Dafkir, that order. Rameya says, even one yom tiv yoyi baltach. We'll soon see how he learns it from. We'll soon see how he learns. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Chayisan, it's interesting, his arguing his father, says, the last one has to be Sukkahs. I don't care when you made the net, you made that 2 weeks before Sukkahs. Sukkahs goes by, you're either the baltach. Let's analyze each one. My time, why time, all three, I'm taking, doesn't care which order, Mehdi, let's analyze it. Minayu Solik, we're talking about the, we just finished talking about Sukkahs, Lomelil and Medir, and Michtav. Why do you have to repeat again? All the Yom Tevim, Bechaga Matzahs, Bechaga Shu, Bechaga Sukkahs. Even though the only one really repeats the Sukkahs, but why repeat Bechal Yom Tevim? Shmam no lebal ta'achir, that you need all three Yom Tevim for your bal ta'achir. But I don't care which order, Rashi. Mehdi, Minayi Sol, Kisha Omar HaKosim. The Tevim says, Shalosh Pam Bashani Yiro, as Kol B'nei Zchurcha, Bechaga Matzahs, Mehem Hoya Oyle, Kvar Kosil Maile, Bein Yishom HaZchaj Ovi, Shiva Shuvah Zivaloch, Chagat Sukkahs, Tassaloch. We already talked about this before, and the last thing we talked about was Sukkahs. Lama Lemedi, Lemanino, Pashachak, Zivai mentioned again, by Sukkahs again, all the Yom Tevim. Shmam no bal ta'achir lo kamer. Ho you needed the fun of the sham the drechem. You had a chance to bring your karbanos. Well, tovu reikam no come empty handed. That's the opinion of the Kama. Rab Shimon agrees with him, but he says that dafka specific order. Because the Tanya gives a specific order. Why? How does he know? I mean, tzorah lechag sukkahs. You're right. We do need bal ta'achir, but just repeat matzahs and shavuos because we're talking about sukkahs. Why repeat sukkahs as well? The Tate is talking about sukkahs. Lomanem, why is he mentioned it? Loim tell you shazeh achir. The sukkah is the last. Sukkah is the last. Rashi, ain't all lebchag asukas afkis a choizin lebatach. Even if you're granted that you need batachet, lo yitzadik lahas kiri of the mentions had the inyan also. But we're talking about it. Hakis inish, but you're a kosher and emalom shada. Vaitim, but a mayor, my time. What's the mayor's water? A mayor holds that one yomtiv is enough. It says in the pasuk, you should go to the shalayim over there and bring all your kabbanas. It says, Uvas Hashama, you should come to the Shalayim in Lashon Yachid. And then the next part says, Vahabesem Shama, you should bring them there. So it says, Uvas Hashama in a single time, which is what? One yomtiv is enough for it to be over. Rashi, Rameir, Amalach, Kivan, Amalach, Rachmana, Aisi, Beregel, Rishon. Bring it the first yomtiv. Zeu is Masha Kabla, Vim Ichrim, and Amoyed, have Ichrim, delay, Umele, come to Batachi, Batachi. Says, Murabite. The Rabbanan, what Rabbanan can do with that? Why say a Vos Hashama? Ahula say, the first Yom Tov, if you don't bring it, you're over an Asay. Which Asay? Uvos Hashama, Vaveis Hashama. You should have brought your Kabbanas there. You're over, everyone agrees you're over an Asay. When are you over the Lois Asa, Baal Ta'achir, after 3 Yom Tov, we have the different opinions here. But Asay over straight away. Says the Gemara, but I made, Ki, Vandam, Lachmana, Aisi. The Loy Aisi, Amei says, you're right. Once the Tate to bring it, he didn't bring it, really come to Baal Ta'achir. No, Zameir holds Baal Ta'achir is the flip side of Uvas Hashama Veiz Hashama. It's one Aveda. And as an Asay and a Lois is attached to it. The Chum holds two separate Avedas, two disparate Avedas. The Asay is Uvas Hashama Veiz Hashama. And the Lois says that you didn't bring it after 3 Yom Tevim. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who says that 2 Yom Tevim, what's his father? My time, what's his father? The Chesiv, it says. He says in the pasuk, the Eile Tasu Lashem Mardechim, the following you should do for Yom Tevim, these kabbanas, besides your own promises you made, the Mardechim, It says Mayadechim in your Yom Tovim, plural. Miut knows besides the kabbalah, you got to bring your that you made promises. So when do you got to bring your promises in the two Yom Tovim? Miut Moed Nishnayim to Yom Tovim you're over. But Rabbanon. Why did it say three? L'chayde is Taka Mashmer two. You know what you need that Moyadechim? A different din altogether to teach you the din of Abiyena, which we had in Shavuos. What did Abiyena say? Rabbi Abiyena told us, what do you do this Seir, you bring a goat on your golden, Seir Chatas. What was that Chatas? What Aveda were you trying to be Mechaper? So we learned there about Tumas Migdish, that you didn't know about. So Hukshe, Kola, Moyadin, Kulan, Zelaz, all the Yom Tovim are equated to each other. She Kulan, Mechaper, now Tumas Migdish, Kedoshev. If somebody walked into the base, maybe without knowing he was coming, and he goes, this is Mechaper and everybody. That's what you need Moyadechem there for, not to tell you about when you're over on your Kabbonis. So we hold your Eivah Baltach at the three. Rashi. All the goats you bring by Yom Tov mechapri maltumas midrash gedoshah because mechapri on the tuma the alfina misiir the rosh chaydes we learn from the goat the rosh chaydes see by laseitz is avoyin hated the sin. Talking about Abayit knew what Abulazar Rabbi Shimon if he uses it to tell you to Yom Tov about the achad how does he know what the purpose of this idir the golem was? He doesn't hold the hekesh of any end. But Abulazar Rabbi Shimon might time it. The Tanya we learned. Rabbelazer Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you how I know. Rabbelazer, but sorry. So that's Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbelazer, but Rabbi Shimon says Sukkis is the last one. It's like Sukkis is as soon as your Sukkis go by, you're over. All I need is Sukkis. What do you call it? Why Sukkis? Rabbelazer Rabbi Shimon, the only Yom Tov he says that you don't need to repeat the Sukkis. The other ones weren't mentioned immediately right before. So matzahs and shoes, I understand, but Sukkis. We just spoke about Sukkis to tell you that Sukkis is a trigger that makes you over. That's what we're talking about. Rashi. Why take him out of it? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, hi, bechag matzah, chag shavuot, chag my dosh bei sins. They don't learn from there at all. They hold one Yom Tov or Sukkot, whatever it is. So what do they do with the fact that it says in the same pasuk, chag matzah, chag shavuot, Sukkot? What do they learn from that? Meboiling even another drush altogether. We know that on Pesach, if you forgot to bring your carbon oil zirah the first day, you have 7 days to make it up. We know that on Sukkot, if you forgot to bring your carbon oil zirah the first day, you have till Shemir Atzeres, including Shemir Atzeres, to make it up. What about Shavuos? The whole Shavuos is only one day Yom Tov. So if you don't bring it the first day, that's it, you can't make it up. And we know that David Melech passed away on Shavuos, everyone was annoying, and they didn't bring it on that day. They brought it the next day, it's called Yom Tovayach. So how do they do that? How do they know? Yeah, but we'll have the Gemara Chagiga. That it won't ruin, I guess. Who said he passed away in the afternoon? Who said he passed away in the afternoon? The Gemara that says the Shavuos, the Gemara that says Shabbos is two different Gemaras. As Taisa brings. We'll learn it in Chagiga. My dosh me boile. We need the Rabbi Elazar. Amr Rabbi Yishai. You know what you need it for? For Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishai. How do you know the tashlumin for Shavuos? Amr Rabbi Yishai. Menayin la tzedek tashlumin. Hayin the Shavuos also has makeup days. Kol shiva, and in fact, it's for 7 days. Tamalayim. It says the pasuk be chag matzahs, chag Shavuos, chag Sukkos. It's superfluous to teach you. Makish chag Shavuos lechag matzah. We compare Shavuos to matzahs. Ma chag matzahs yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva 7 days. Av chag Shavuos yesh tashlumin kol shiva 7 days. Rashi minayin latzedes deal bechag Sukkos chag matzahs nafkol milo nad chagoyisim oise chag Hashem. She's yom. It says you can celebrate for 7 days. Yochav would have thought you're chayging because on every day you should bring a carbon. Tamalayim oise the chayg only on that day. Be at chayg. How's that work? You have 7 days to celebrate and only 1 day. Im kein lama nema zayin litash lumim for makeup. Sheim loy chag chagigasa b'nishayna yakri v'ena b'shayna. Give me a second. Now you have a choice to compare it to Pesach, which is 7 days. Compare it to Sukkot. Hey, did I know which one to choose to do? But lekish lechaga Sukkot compared to Sukkot. Malahalon shmoina avkan shmoina. Answers the Gemara. Shmini regel b'fnei atzmu. It says it's separate yom tov altogether. So you want to ask, and we already had it a few other times before. When do we say Shmini Atzeres separate yom tov? The inyan regarding the six dinim of Pei Zayin Reish Kuv Shin Beis, which is in Hashem, what they stand for. When it comes to makeup, everyone agrees that Shmiyat is the makeup for Sukkot. So now you have a choice of learning from Shavuos Pesach, which is 7 days, or Sukkot, which is 8 days. How do you know which way to go? The Tanan, how do we know that? We learned, Mishalachag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. If you didn't bring your carbon the first day of Sukkot, Choygig is Kol HaRegel, the Yom Tov Achar Shel Chag, including Shmiyat Tzedis. So you have a choice. How do you know which way to go? And for the Gemara, Tafasta Merubah Loi Tafasta. And Teshuvah explains, this is not the general rule. The general rule is if you can go ad infinitum, or you have a fixed amount, you always go the fixed amount. Here, they're both fixed amounts. Still, we want to be
too far.
Yeah, we take the one that's smaller, because as Rashi explained in the Gemara, there, you're always right. The one that's smaller includes the one that's bigger. What's the worst thing? You didn't do enough. But whatever we did, it wasn't wrong. And it's much better to be passively wrong than actively wrong. If you do more than you're supposed to, you were actively wrong. Rashi, what are these things Pezek catches? Like Rashi, this is interesting Rashi, because Rashi says Kvar Perashim Sech Yuma, so you would think he's not going to repeat it, and he repeats the whole thing again. Umesech the Sukkah. It's interesting why Rashi does that.
You know what? Remember how many times you said Shagaret Fil Mol, and then he goes and explains the Indian.
Very often you have.
Yeah, he just says nothing. He says by parashti, and that's it. Yeah, but he wouldn't say. You're the hagdama. He wouldn't alert you. He tells you two places. No, he's trying to tell you. You want to look it up? Look it up. And the only thing is that Rashi here is a little bit different than the other Rashi's there. Maybe that's just trying to alert you and work it out why I'm changing my shot here a little bit. I'll give you an example in a minute. Kvar. Yeah, but then don't tell us. Keep it a secret. Yeah, and then he repeats it. Rashi, Pezekeshev, Kvai Berash, you don't find Tyson saying, I already explained it in the Gemara Sukkot, and I'm going to repeat the whole thing all over again. What's Pep? Pay is pious lottery. The part Habbabish Mini, even though you had the lottery, the 70 Kabonis, and they brought, the 24 things, so they had. Most of them brought up three times, only two with their family that didn't bring up three times. What do you do with the last two? You have a lottery all over again. You don't say, let's follow whoever's left. Two that didn't have a third opportunity. When it comes to the pot, you don't say, let's limit it to these two. You start all over again. You rehash the whole thing. All of them get involved. That's the pay. What's the Zion's man? The Tone's man? It's one Yom Tov. And what's the rage? What do you mean regulatzmoy? Ain shame chag resukos. No longer sukkos. Has the binyam shmiyat tzedes. By the way, in over there, the Rashi said that you don't sleep in the sukkah. Oh, you don't sit. You don't sleep in the sukkah. Doesn't say it has a different name. So what's going on here? And the first you want to understand. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Okay, so that's Pezer. Then you have Keshev. Kuf is carbon. Sorry? Okay. The Kuf is carbon. La'atzma. She'ein kabona kishay me'echag. Different. Shaparim. In three respects. A number of parim. Mismatim behem echad echad. 13, 12, 11. Over here, suddenly jump to one. V'zein ale parecha. Number one. Number two is v'shara yamim. All other days you bring shnei two rams. And over here you bring one ram. All other days you bring Ba'ab Basa Kvasim 14 sheep. But if you bring 7, Zeylecha Bichlein Kvasim. Okay, that's Kuf. What's the Shin? Shin is Shilat, a separate song. What exactly is the song Rashi tells us here? The exact same thing he says there. Ain Shin Shava, the Shalsuk is different. Sha'omer Ala Duchen. That the song that the Levim sang on the platform is different. Abul in Hispanish, London Sheep, we don't know what it is. Uvisechta Saifim Nimtz Shido Ulam Matzech Ala Shminis. Okay, there Rashi, one of the places I think says another thing. About a king. Beis. Brocha la'atzma. What's beis? Brocha la'atzma. What's a brocha? Mevorkin hoyas ha'melech zeichel l'bayis. The king. Shin was the shir. The Levium sang. And beis is the brocha. And hakel is to make a brocha of the king. Zeichel l'bayis. Nema b'yem ha'shvini sh'ozom v'yvorcha z'melech kach. Choyer only did once every... Only b'hakel they did bench the king. Not every year.
So what's the thing that is...
Other say brocha is... I don't remember. Taisa said over there or Rashi over there that brocha means he's saying yal v'yove. In benching. Okay, could be, yeah. It's a tumulizing mode. It says the Gemara Elamai hilchas kosher. So why take the rachmana lechag asukis? So lechayda, since all you needed is Pesach and Shavuos, which is what to tell you 7 days. So why mention sukis at all? According to them, la kushe lechag matzis, to learn sukis, to learn from matzis also regarding sukkah. In which respect? Ma chaga matzis, just like by Pesach. To and lina, you bring a carbon. You can't just go home straight away. You got to spend the night there. Af chaga sukis, to and lina sukis. Also, you have to spend the night there. How do you talk and know that you have to spend the night by Pesach? The Chassidut says, "Uponisa ba'boiker v'halach lecha." Go back in the morning. Now, which morning is it? Can be the first morning because you slept the remaining for Kerelov Karmel Azriya. Must be the first morning of Chol HaMoed. So, therefore, the same thing by Sukkot, which we wouldn't have known. Teish already asked, every carbon you bring, you got to stay overnight. What's the chiddush over here? That by Teish's answer, in a place we don't have to bring any carbon at all. Let's say it was Shabbos. So you don't bring a carbon, and we can make a kind of mitzvah of simcha through clothing, susniki and all that. But in the case we didn't bring a carbon, still have to spend the night there. Rashi, ton lina leile chayla shemay, ton chalamay. For nisa b'vayke b'yamtiv lekarma krosh adhu yaim shechiyuv leirad bazara. Can't be ton yamtiv because you got to spend there b'yam bazara. Okay, see you tomorrow.